March 9, The Daily Stoic. Find the right scene. Above all, keep a close watch on this, that you are never so tied to your former acquaintances and friends that you are pulled down to their level. If you don't, you'll be ruined. You must choose whether to be loved by these friends and remain the same person, or to become a better person at the cost of those friends. If you try to have it both ways, you will neither make progress nor keep what you once had. Epictetus, Discourses, 4.2.1, 4 and 5. Here's another. From good people, you'll learn good, but if you mingle with the bad, you'll destroy such soul as you had. Musonius Rufus, quoting Theognis of Megara, Lectures, 11.53.21 and 22. Jim Rohn's widely quoted line is, "You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with." James Altucher advises young writers and entrepreneurs to find their scene, a group of peers who push them to be better. Your father might have given you a warning when he saw you spending time with some bad kids. Remember, you become like your friends. One of Goethe's maxims captures it better. Tell me with whom you consort, and I will tell you who you are. Consciously consider whom you allow into your life, not like some snobby elitist, but like someone who is trying to cultivate the best life possible. Ask yourself about the people you meet and spend time with. Are they making you better? Do they encourage me? Are they making me better? And do they encourage me to push forward and hold me accountable? Or do they drag me down to their level? Now, with this in mind, ask the most important question. Should I spend more or less time with these folks? The second part of Goethe's quote tells us the stakes of this choice. If I know how you spend your time, he said, then I know what might become of you. A Year with C.S. Lewis, Virtues in Different Ages. If, then, you are ever tempted to think that we modern Western Europeans cannot really be so very bad because we are, comparatively speaking, humane. If, in other words, you think God might be content with us on that ground, ask yourself whether you think God ought to have been content with the cruelty of cruel ages because they excelled in courage or chastity. You will see at once that this is an impossibility. From considering how the cruelty of our ancestors look to us, we may get some inkling how our softness, worldliness, and timidity would have looked to them, and hence how both must look to God. From The Problem of Pain. Jesus calling, rest in his radiant presence. The world around you seems to spin faster and faster till everything is a blur, yet there is a cushion of calm at the center of your life, where you live in union with him. Return to this soothing center as often as you can, for this is where you are energized, filled with his love, joy, and peace. The world is a needy place. Do not go there for sustenance. Instead, come to him. Learn to depend on him alone, and your weakness will become saturated with his power. When you find your completeness in him, you can help other people without using them to meet your own needs. Live in the light of his presence, and your light will shine brightly into the lives of others. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Galatians 5:22. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. 1 John 4:12.